Scott McFadden and Sam Dunn we have here. These guys are going to be talking in an hour from right now. If you're listening to this in 5 days, too bad. They're going to be speaking at the Capitol Theater as part of the Windsor International Film Festival. And what are you guys going to be talking about to the folks who come out to hear you speak?
We're going to be showing some clips from our most recent films and then talking about those films.
Well, tell me right now what those films are and give people a rough idea of if they are interested in this, then they should come and see you talk tonight.
Well, we were here like 4 years ago with our first film, Metal Headbangers Journey, and since then we've done a bunch of music documentaries, you know, Global Metal, and we toured around the world for a few months with Iron Maiden and made a documentary on them called Flight 666, and we're working on a Rush documentary right now. So it's just about the process of making documentaries, making a living at what we're doing, and just and that whole, you know, it's, whether or not you're a Metal or Rush or Iron Maiden fan, it's just more about the process of filmmaking, and I think that's what we're going to talk about.
More so than the actual making of a music film, music documentary.
Yeah, I mean the music documentaries are unique and interesting, and the processes that we go through, and I think if you're just, you know, you're a filmmaker, you're interested in music, you know. We're just going to talk about how we make a living doing what we do.
And you guys are you both originally from Victoria?
I'm originally from Victoria, and Scott lived in Victoria for 5 years, and that's how we met. So we met when I was playing in a band, and he was putting on shows in Victoria, and he was promoting and managing my band, and we became friends back then. And then I moved to Toronto 10 years ago to do my master's degree, and Scott was the only guy I knew in Toronto. So we hooked up. I slept on his couch, and here we are 10 years later, and we have our production company, Banger Films, and we're making documentaries together.
So, okay, so there's so much to wrap up. This is a limit 5-minute audio thing. I guess what I want to know, so are you in a band now?
No.
Are you managing any musicians now? It's film, full-time.
It's full-time, yeah.
And do you have other stuff in the chamber? I mean, you're here to show bits, a chunk of the Rush film that you're doing, which is exciting. So people always want to know, what are you doing next? Well, you've named it's Banger is the name of it. So is all your stuff going to be centered around this obviously common appreciation for metal music?
No, not necessarily, but our next project is about metal. Surprise, surprise. It's called Metal Evolution, and it's an 8-part series that we're making for VH1, which is about the evolution of heavy metal, and it looks at each subgenre of heavy metal. But Banger in England means firecracker, so we are thinking outside of the box here.
Or sausage.
So Banger has more possibilities than just the dude in the front row shaking his mane to heavy metal music. So we have plans of branching out, but for now, our next project, is like an in-depth TV series on the evolution of heavy metal.
You were going to say?
Yeah, no, whatever. It's 8. The first season's 8, and we have like potential 3 seasons. So it's our recession project, we call it. So get us through. And then we got a bunch of other stuff going, but... I mean, we have like 12 people working in our office at Banger. The Banger has become a bit of an empire now. It's a Banger empire.
So do you are you constantly being bombarded, though, really, with people who are in metal projects and saying, like, come follow us. We'd like you to do something about us.
Well, I think there is a bit of a zeitgeist around heavy metal right now. I mean, not only us, but obviously the Anvil film, and then there was Heavy Metal Baghdad. And I think it's like, we tentatively titled a chapter in our Rush film called Revenge of the Nerds. And I kind of think it's the same way about heavy metal. Like, everyone who was into heavy metal in the 80s is now in a position who are journalists, filmmakers, documentarians, whatever, who are now able to tell stories about the music that they loved when they were teenagers. So I think that... it's another moment in the sun for metal in a much more healthier way than it was with hair metal in the 80s.
Quickly, what was the name of the band you were in when you were in a band in Victoria? No comment? You're not going to tell?
No, well, my first band in Victoria was called Dementia. I was 14, and we had 3 songs. My second band was called Scrape Chamber, and my third band was a very different project called Funkus. And that's when I entered my jazz years.
Look them up, Funkus.
Funkus.
And go see them speaking tonight at the Capitol Theater in Windsor, Ontario. Thanks, guys.